James McKinney, JMSCI.com. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. JamesMcKinneyScience.com is his website. It's a pleasure to have him on, as always. He's a tier one scientist among a variety of topics. A very good way to look at the world and analyze what's going on. A pleasure to have him. We enjoy him. We love him. He's our favorite. He's my favorite. James McKinney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. I'm glad to be here. I almost wasn't here today.
Well, I know. I mean, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, do they? There's so many we're like a razor's edge for even going on. There's some connection or some internet thing where somebody like you don't have a problem, what have you. It's hilarious. But we're here and we have a smile on our face and it's glad to be with you. Later we're going to talk about, I love anything to do with school or education that doesn't involve the Department of Education. We're going to talk about something you've done with that, which is fantastic. So stick around for that, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing I want to ask you about is your buddy Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill keep telling Biden, whatever you do, don't concede the election. Let's talk about that. I have my own thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts about this.
Well, I predicted this all the way along. When I knew that Hillary Clinton put all of her resources behind Kamala Harris, and then, of course, Kamala Harris dropped out early in the primaries. She didn't make it even to her own state, California, yet they maintained their office open. And so it was very clear, but Kamala Harris had been handpicked because she's ruthless. This is a woman who is ruthless. She smoked pot and then convicted people and sent them to these extensive prison sentences for smoking pot. This is the kind of person you're dealing with. She had an interview recently where she said the cities are going to continue to burn after the election. This is not going to stop. She encouraged looters to continue. She even raised money to bail out looters that were arrested. That's the extent this woman's going to. But the point is, Biden already knows that if he's elected, he won't last long. So basically, Kamala Harris is the ticket for becoming president. But the standard for replacing a vice president when the vice president moves up to be president is very scattered. There's a 25th Amendment that tried to clarify this, but there's no rule for when the vice president becomes president, she can then appoint the new vice president. And that would be Hillary Clinton. And then something happens to Kamala Harris. And all of a sudden you got Hillary Clinton as president. This is what's coming down the pike.
Now we've heard a lot of theories, you know, Nancy Pelosi, if the election goes past whatever the results in Nancy Pelosi basically becomes president. I've heard all kinds of theories and what have you. Now you were the first one that I heard to jump on Kamala Harris. She dropped out. Keep watching her. You told me all this and here we are. And that's exactly how it happened. Also on the voter fraud, you're an absolute expert. So when you say these things, I just don't dismiss them I don't dismiss them out of hand, but I just, we'll see. When you tell me things like this, I like, oh, okay, I'm listening. What do you see coming up? We got September, October, November. We got less than 2 months for the election. What do you see in these next 60 days?
Oh, just chaos. Just chaos. The gloves are going to come off. The one thing I've been predicting that's very unique is that NASA and NOAA were going to do a tag team false flag event with things from outer space. So they're priming the pump now in the press. Even Fox News is reporting today that an asteroid is coming near Earth. Well, it's 17 lunar distances away. Things come by Earth all the time that close, lots closer. So that's not a big deal. But what they're doing is the public is not tuned to this. When I read it, I go, well, this is no big deal. But how many people are reading this thinking, oh, my goodness, asteroids are coming near Earth. And then NASA has predicted that an asteroid would hit Earth on November 2nd, the day before the election. And then they've been priming the pump also for false flag solar flares. And so the idea is that NASA would make this announcement there's a big solar flare, then all of a sudden NOAA would say there's all this weather coming, and then they would pull down the power grid just to disrupt the election.
I'm laughing. You can't see me. I don't know if you can see me, but I'm laughing right now because it's almost when you back away from it, like if you were an alien that just dropped down here, you didn't know anything about it, and somebody was telling you all these details, this would be so obvious. It's like, this is a joke. But we sit here and lap this up like it's
Mars attack.
Yeah, like Mars attack. Yeah, like this is lunacy. They know that some asteroid 17 distances away from the moon is here, but they know it's going to hit on November 2nd, the day before the election, and solar flares are going to happen. Wow, they're pretty powerful, aren't they? Yeah. it seems ridiculous to me.
Well, it is. Yeah, and see what they're doing is almost every day, spaceweather.com or space.com or one of these sites has a story priming the pump so that the public gets this. And then those stories feed out into the Associated Press and the UPI and all the other feeds. And it gets down into the newspapers and the internet feeds picked up by other places. And so it's solar flare, the Carrington event. You know, we're in a solar minimum that is the lowest solar minimum in history. The sun's not doing anything.
Explain what that is.
Well, it's based on sunspot counts, which is really a misnomer anyway, because the sun is, but when we're at a very low ebb, what typically the big solar storms come out of sunspots. So if there are no sunspots, there are no big solar storms. And so at any rate, at a solar maximum in the, I think it was 1859, there was this big burst of energy. It was actually measured by a guy named Carrington in England who was watching the sun. He had a pinhole camera and then an image of the sun on his floor. And he just saw this big bright flash. And later, this huge solar storm hit Earth and it burned out all the telegraph wires. There was very little infrastructure at the time, 1859. But if that were to hit today, it would really destroy a lot of, you know, infrastructure, you know, the electric grid and everything. But now is not a time when there would be anything like that happening at all. But they're trying to prime the pump and say, oh, it could happen anytime. There have been recent studies where the scientist would say, they go back in history and look at auroral periods and say, oh, there was a lot of auroras. That must have been another Carrington event. They're trying to build this story out of nothing. And it's daily in the press. I see it, and I can see that building on a daily basis. But the average person, you know, just comes and they all of a sudden they're looking at YouTube videos or something, and some joker pops up and starts talking about the end of the world. But this is being pushed so that when events, false flag events are pushed by NASA and NOAA in probably late October, then everybody's going to go, oh my goodness, we have another Carrington event and the electricity goes down and people can't get out and vote. That's what's going on here. They're pulling out all the stops for this election.
Let's carry this through a little bit. Okay, let's assume that everything you said is true and the Trump administration is there. I don't know if they control NASA. That'd be the wrong word. They certainly have influence over NASA. You talk about NOAA. They certainly have influence there. Who is doing this? Is this factions within the administration? Is this factions within NASA, the CIA? Explain the dynamic of what's going on and who is doing this.
Okay, well, let's go back a few decades. The CIA took over NASA in 1991. I have a lot of information on my webpage about this. It's a complicated story. But
really?
Anyway, NASA has been under CIA control since 1991. So what you see NASA doing is all fluff.
What does that mean, CIA? Basically, the CIA is giving them all their talking points, or what do you mean, control?
Yes. The scientists, you can never see a NASA scientist or anybody from standard science community step up to a microphone and go, hey, this is what's going on. It all goes through a meat blender, a grinder. And it's put out. There are very few people. A guy named Tony Phillips is one of them, guy that works for NASA. Everything has to pass through him before it ever goes to press. So it's homogenized, blended, and sanctified before it ever gets out to the public. But the CIA controls NASA. There's a program, a space program, that's mainly run by the Navy and has been for decades. But what you see NASA is a smokescreen. The space shuttle was a smokescreen. This thing where they're going to the moon and Mars is a smokescreen. It's all a smokescreen. Basically, yeah, the talking points and what NASA puts out are all very controlled parts of a narrative. And also the military. Recently we had a hurricane. It was a designer hurricane called Laura. It came in between Texas and Louisiana and up into Arkansas. It was designed to crush the U.S. rice crop right during harvest time. And you could see this manipulated storm coming. They controlled the weather narrative so that the weather people say, oh, this storm is going to be a big one. And, you know, this is a hurricane that was predicted to gain power once it made landfall. That's not what hurricanes do. It went from a category 1 to 4 in 12 hours. Hurricanes can't do that. You know,
James, I'm listening to you, and the Federal Reserve, you know, you talk about the corruption of the Federal Reserve and the power that you have if you can print money. I mean, my God, that power is nothing compared to the power if you have over weather.
Yeah.
I mean, if you control weather,
right.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the way they do it is with laser satellites. And one of the things, I was one of the pioneers in that field when I was working with Russian scientists in the mid-1990s. We developed technologies to steer hurricanes away from land and to short them out before they hit landfall. And then the U.S. deep state military picked these up and started using it for weather warfare against the population. Katrina was a manipulated storm. In 2018, October 18th, right before the election, a Hurricane Michael came into Florida, which was a key area to allow the Democrats to take over the House. You know, these are things that have gone on. But right now, this election coming up is the prize. This one, they do not want to lose. They want to get it from all the way from the city council and mayor all the way up to the president. They're pulling out all the stops to fix the upcoming election. And NASA, all of these agencies, you know, that the first person that Hillary Clinton blamed in 2016 when she lost was George Bush Sr. You think, well, he was a Republican. What does he have to do with it? He was the head of the CIA, and it was his control that was in charge of getting Hillary elected. Their old business partners back in the cocaine running days back in Mena, Arkansas, the Clintons and the Bushes were, you know, in business together. So, you know, people have to understand these connections. So when she lost, she blamed George Bush Sr., who was in charge of the CIA still, literally. And, of course, once those people are in there, like Clapper and those guys, Brennan, they don't leave. They just go underground and continue working on a private salary or dark money or whatever. And George Bush was very much in control of the CIA through all of those years. And she blamed George Bush Sr. for her loss. That's the first person.
You there, James? Did we lose James, Todd?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
I'm here.
Okay. You've also talked, I mean, that was a lot of provocative things you just said. You said smokescreen, that NASA, the space shuttle is a smokescreen. What do you mean by the space shuttle is a smokescreen?
Okay. The bit. All it is.
Hey, Todd, are you there? Is this our connection or is this his connection? James, if you can hear me, why don't you disconnect, call back, and we'll try to reset the connection. We got something going, so I don't know if you can hear me, James, but call, you know, hang up and then call back. I don't know if he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if he's, there he goes. He hung up, so he must have heard me. So we'll get him back here in a second. This is extremely intricate. this, what he's describing, and it's extremely important.
Oh yeah.
And I don't, and I'm trying to, you know, kind of keep this and make sense of it, to compartmentalize. I mean, we only got, you know, this is a 4-hour discussion, in 30 minutes to kind of, I mean, where do we need to go here with this? Go to now the election fraud, the mail-in voting, the, I mean, if we're talking, the CIA is basically in control of NASA, more or less.
Hello. Hey, I'm back.
There he is. There he is in living color. I was just telling the audience, this is extremely important what you're saying, and it's right. Extremely big. We're just trying, I'm trying to make sense of it for the audience, for myself. I mean, I'm a fan, first of all, and I'm a student, first of all, listening to you. Space shuttle being a smokescreen, Mars being a smokescreen, Moon being a smokescreen. What do you mean by that smokescreen?
Well, there are levels of scientists. In a tier two, what you see at NASA, if you see their name or you know, they're publishing papers, they work in a university, they are tier two scientists. There's a level above them, which are basically military science. You never see their names. They don't publish in journals. They do secret science, and all of that is classified, and it's owned by the bankers. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank. That's the way it is. They control the science in the United States, the press. The CIA bought CNN in 1991 after the first Gulf War. They started buying the New York Times, the Washington Post through sub agencies and et cetera. And they were investing their drug money in human trafficking money in communications. The CIA has a investment firm. It's called InQtel. They own over 1,000 high tech companies. The CIA. Where do they get the budget to do this? It's international, basically drug money and other money that they're laundering.
Have you seen the movie Kill the Messenger? Is it Kill the Messenger or Kill the Messenger? It's Kill the Messenger. Yeah, have you seen the movie Kill the Messenger by Gary Webb?
No.
I highly, it's a good movie. Like, if you just like movies, it's a good movie. But the subject, I mean, this is basically a documentary. I mean, it's a movie, but it's a documentary. It's it'll blow your mind, especially if you want to wake somebody up, say, here, watch this movie. This is a real story. It's about Gary Webb. Just happens to come upon through investigating that the CIA was the biggest drug dealer in Los Angeles in the early 90s. The biggest crack dealer in America was the CIA. And he discovered this and had all the documents and traced it all back. And the movie is about how he went from getting awards. He went from getting such notoriety to basically destroying his life, and how the CIA did it and how they manipulated media. And how, I mean, you're watching this, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so, it's describing everything you're saying, just on a little different specific thing. For people at home listening, they kind of think, okay, that's true, but how, this is real, James. What you're saying and how they do this, this is real, correct?
Well, yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I had my career destroyed because I was not a good tier two scientist, just publishing my little papers and adding a little bit here and there. No, I was blowing them out of the water. I was taking NASA data and proving that everything they were doing was wrong. They had to get rid of me. And so they, you know, they go first of all for your paycheck. They destroy your position. Then they make you up to anybody that you would say publish through or whatever and threaten them. They closed down your entire network.
Did they threaten the way, you know, the people you were working with, or did they kind of lean on them?
Oh yeah.
Describe, like what? Like, what would they do? Describe that.
Well, one meeting, I was at Cornell. I was in the faculty in the physics department. I was teaching. And I was publishing my papers. I was doing my work, you know, these were my initial papers.
About the electric universe?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so anyway, one day I called into the head of the physics department. His name was Doug Fitchin. Into his office, and he's really pissed off. I mean, he wasn't just kind of like upset. Maybe my theories were and contrary to standard thought. He was really mad. Somebody had come to him, and he he had my papers that I was publishing all over his desk. I said, it looks like you have my papers here on your desk. He goes, you cannot do this anymore. You cannot use Cornell's name anymore. And he tore into me. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I'm publishing, you know, this is peer-reviewed material that's being published, and he's telling me I can't do this anymore. And it wasn't just like we oppose what you're doing or your concepts. It's like you cannot do this anymore. And they went to the extent of having a woman, her name was Mrs. Robinson. She was a PhD doctor in the physics department. Her job was to follow me around on campus, and they told me I could not talk to any students or other faculty about what I had done.
I don't even know what to say. Why have I never heard that story before? I mean, you've alluded to some of this, but why have we never talked about this?
That was in the fall of 1979 school year.
Did I got one question for you. Did your buddy Carl Sagan come to help you out?
No, he was behind us. He was.
I know.
Yeah. And then I went across campus. I mean, I did not feel exactly comfortable, and I got rehired
by
the mathematics department. And I was there another year and a half, and then finally I got called into the office there. This is the spring of 1981 now. This is a year and a half later.
What did you get called in? Matt, what's so dangerous about numbers?
It's what I was publishing. So anyway, the Wolfgang Fuchs was the chairman of the math department.
Oh, there's the music. Let's hear that. I want to hear this on the other side. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is, ladies and gentlemen, there is such a facade of what you think is reality behind the scenes, and then say, well, we would have heard of something. That's what they say about conspiracy theories. People do say things. People do come out, and then this is what happens. The machine comes down on them. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, JamesMcKinneyScience.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-
1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Power of the PowerMall.com. Of course, it's a great place. You get healthy balance. You get the nano silver, the power silver, the new thing. We got all the great things from Robert Redfern. This, of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, the CardioCom, the prostate formula is available, the kidney support. The Strauss products are just absolutely fantastic. The Heart Drops are the most profound thing
we've ever had.
20 years from Joyce now up to the life-changing type of product. It's fantastic. Essential Digestive Plus. If you haven't heard the interview last hour with Robert Redfern, you're going to want to check it out. Anything to do with Alzheimer's or dementia or those kind of things. We had a caller, Judy, Phil. We want to, our heart goes out to them and our encouragement. And he basically laid out a basic protocol.
Yeah, it's nice.
That you can do for these type of things. I've had a lot of success. And so check that out and all the products, the MaxiFocus, the Health Point machine. And I got the Health Point machine right here. I do. I use it almost every day. And so it's very good to be able to offer these type of people and have this type of expertise. I mean, it's just show is fantastic. The guests that we have.
Give me some solutions, some really good.
Right,
solutions.
You want some? I never want this show to be about complaining.
No, I know.
I wanted to. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, part of it is being a town crier, so to speak. But
absolutely.
But the big part of it is okay. Then what's next?
Yeah, we want to help people.
Want to help next. Yeah. Also, the pamphlets from Sheriff Mack are extremely important about state sovereignty. This is essential. You know about the meeting. Please help CSPOA. Give them a call and donate and what have you. This I ask you to do very few things.
This is a really big deal.
It is a big deal. I got his number right here somewhere.
Anybody could afford $50,
whatever it is,
$10,
$10,000, anything.
It won't go to waste. It'll go to really good use.
602-268-9268. 602-268-9268 is CSPOA's number. And, we'll have him on again. We'll talk as we get closer. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the crossroads here. And your will and who you are and what you want in your future, it's up to you. I don't know what else to tell you.
And it's a sad thing. The Patriots don't have the money.
No, that's bull. That's an excuse. The Patriots do have the money. They have plenty of money. the millions of people, there's plenty of money. I don't believe that at all. That's ridiculous. Okay, well, that's two different things. A million people have $50 is $50 million.
That's true.
So that's bullshit. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't stand that attitude. They do have the money.
Well, they ain't giving it.
Okay. Well, that's two different things. They're not giving
it. They're cheap. Then let's put it
that way. A million people have $50. That's $50 million. That's enough money to do with it. I apologize for cussing, but we do have the money, and we do have we have everything we need. God has given it to us. God's with us. If God's with us, who can be against us? We're lacking the faith. We're lacking the will. That's the problem. I mean, I don't want to get on my soapbox now, but that right here we are. You have people. I mean, now I'm going to start getting angry. There's people in Australia getting arrested for posting something on Facebook about they don't like these lockdown measures. Their whole city is surrounded by a military and police, and they can't go out of that circle. Robert Redfern's daughter can't go visit him. Okay. Do you understand? So at what point, Sheriff Mack's not the solution. Maybe whatever's not the solution. Okay, well, what is? You tell me a better solution, I'd like to see it. So I don't want to hear about that we don't have money. We're not victims. Well, I hate that attitude. That's one of the reasons we're in this. This is how they've engineered your mind. You have the power. God has endowed you. That is the American ideal. And to have some chicken neck liberal freak try to tell you about how unexceptional America is and how racist America is and try to paint it with his brush and Thomas Jefferson statue should be taken down and got to get rid of the Confederacy and get rid of heritage and get rid of all of it. This is a communist takeover. I reject all of it. All of this culture. I can't stand it. I can't stand this crap. It's disgusting. And these people rioting for 100 straight days in Portland, tearing down their city, and then they want to lecture and look down their nose at me that, I have white privilege. White privilege, you can take your stupid ideas and stick them where the sun don't shine. I don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, if this offends you, you wait till you see what happens and see how that offends you. Yeah. You wait till you get, you were in Australia and got ripped out of your home for posting something on Facebook. See if that offends you. I'm just trying to somehow maybe spark something in some people. Some people, I'm getting angry. I really am right now, and I don't want to. I have to fight that a lot. That's me. But we're at a critical, critical, critical time. So anyway, we do have a guest. It's my favorite guest.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. Hey, James. You want to tell me that we don't have the money, and I got to argue about this. Of course we have the money. We got all the money. Are you kidding me? We got money to burn. There's money everywhere in this country, in this world. There's money's everywhere. We have the money. What? We don't have.
Does he have it?
What do you mean? We have the money.
Does he have it, though?
Does who? Does who have it? Does who?
The sheriff.
We have the money.
Right,
say
but
we don't,
he doesn't have it right now.
What? The money's there.
If we can get it to them.
Yeah, I just gave the phone number. 602-268-9268. They have responded. I want to say thank you to you. We're talking about on a national level. Thank you for what you have done, because a lot of people have called. And I want to say thank you. This is a very important, anyway, let's get back to our guest. Very important subject. Got totally sidetracked with this nonsense. We have the money. We have money. Just give it to the people who need it, okay, ladies and gentlemen? James, you've been very patient while I, me and my uncle argue about
Thank you, James.
I was just about to jump up on my soapbox here, but let's move on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anything you want to comment on that little thing? I hate that people want to be victims. We're not victims, James. Any comment about that?
Yeah. All the victim and, no, you're not responsible for things of the past, and stop looking through rosy-colored glasses, liberal glasses, at history, interpreting it with your rosy, colored glasses of today. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. Let's get back to your story. You're in the mathematics department, and they're upset about numbers. Apparently, you get taken to the woodshed again.
Well, yeah, this is a year and a half later, and I'm publishing my articles, in peer-reviewed journals, astrophysics journals, Professor Fuchs is the head of the chairman of the mathematics department. He calls me in his office and he says, you know, we want you to, we have petitions. Students want you to teach their class in calculus. That's what I was teaching. And he said, your teaching is very good. All your work is very good. He said, you're the only person in the history of Cornell University math department that has published in a peer-reviewed astrophysics journal. And wow. I was, you know, yeah, I mean, and so, and then he goes, and they want me to fire you, all in the same breath.
Oh.
And so the astronomy and physics department had worked their way over to the math department and had told him to get rid of me. Because I was publishing my papers. That was my offense to the world. You know, my crime to humanity or whatever. And so anyway, but let's move on. That's a lot of things happened there. And, you know, but that's the corruption in science.
Well, let's talk about the corruption in voting, because we keep arguing about mail-in voting. We've had Tom Crier, his book, Electoral College for Patriots. He goes over this. Right now, currently, if Trump will stand up and force it, it is illegal to do mail-in voting on a presidential election, because Congress has the say-so on that by the Constitution. States can decide whatever they want to do in states, state elections, but this is not a state election. This is a federal election. In a federal election right now, mail-in voting is illegal if they will just enforce it. Talk about any of this and why it's so important right now.
Well, in 2018... the election in Florida, which I already mentioned, Hurricane Michael was brought in to disrupt that election. But teams of people, this is a well-known story, had to descend on Florida and go in and literally occupy the precincts where the votes were to prevent them, because they were coming in, the Democrats were coming in with boxes of votes, putting them into the voting centers, and they were going to stuff the ballot box after the election. And Trump stopped it. He sent in people and said, you're not going to do this. And that's a very, and this is what would happen here on a national scale. So you have the big metro areas, you know, there's 10 of them. It's like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco Bay Area, then Los Angeles, and then a lot of the smaller cities like Las Vegas, Denver, Minneapolis, Detroit, Milwaukee, Madison. I could just go through the whole laundry list, Chicago. You know, Hillary Clinton got at 1.4 million illegal votes out of Chicago in the presidential election.
Whoa.
She got 17 million illegal votes. And when people say, oh, she won the popular vote. No, she didn't win the popular vote. She lost by an absolute biggest landslide in the history of the world. You know, but this is the level of corruption. And they thought for sure she was going to win. So this time they're pulling out all the stops. They want to do everything to win this election, because they're just going bananas. As you could see, this past 4 years, it's just been absolutely bananas because Trump won.
They're desperate. You know, yeah, they're desperate. Now,
and the Republicans, this isn't not just Democrats. This is a lot of Republicans.
Deep state people. I have a friend. I said this on the air a couple days ago, and I hadn't talked to him a while. And he's out of his mind. He's about sick of these riots. I mean, he's ready to, I don't know what he's ready to do. He's ready to do something. I mean, he's ready to fight. Is America ready to stand up to this and stop this? I get the sense they're sick of this.
Well, when you're sitting in a restaurant, you know, supposedly there was no restaurants because of COVID-19. Now, if you go to a restaurant in Portland, somebody comes with a crowbar and breaks the window in on you, you know, while you're sitting at your table. Or people come up and make you, they want you to hold your right arm up in, you know, the Black Lives Matter fist or whatever. This is not going to go on. And understand, this is an extreme minority of people who are doing this. And the one thing I got to say is Barr and the federal agencies have found ways to get into Portland. They're deputizing state law enforcement in to be federal agents, and these people are flying in from out of town across state lines, and they're arresting them, and these people are facing long time prison sentences for terrorism, crossing a state line to disrupt you know, to create, to burn down a city? No, that holds a big penalty, and these people are not going anywhere for a long, long time. So, otherwise, this would just be going on. And like Kamala Harris says, it's going to keep going on.
I'm listening to you, your story about Cornell. You know, I haven't heard it in quite that much detail. I mean, we've talked a little off air about some of this, but not that detail. I'm listening, thinking about the CIA. I'm thinking about NASA. I'm thinking about the polls in 2016. Huffington Post said Donald Trump had a 1% chance to win. Give me a break. I mean, he was winning the whole time. And the polls now say, oh, Trump's pulled even. Give me a break. I mean, it's just the same. I am just dumbfounded by the level of control and the facade that all this is. And this is total. I mean, these people and corporate, this is such BS. It's not real. This is an illusion that this is a magic trick. I mean, the level of this is incredible.
Right. It's pervasive. But there again, the CIA controls 95% of the news media. And even Fox News doesn't get to the core issues. They don't talk about these issues.
No, they don't.
They talk, they hit, you know, maybe another level above center. But they don't hit the real issues, the ones that are really going to affect the future of this country.
Now, Tucker Carlson will say some things, Hannity every once in a while, Laura Ingraham a little bit will ask questions. Tucker, I'm not a huge watcher of it, but Tucker will at least get some zingers in there.
He can break it down pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I
like him. I like him. I do listen to him.
Way better.
But the other ones, it's just a lot of repetition of the same thing.
Well, it's complaining. That's what I don't like about Hannity. Hannity just complains. Well, the Democrats are doing this.
What they should be doing is concentrating on the positive things that are going on in the country every day. And then give about 2 minutes to what the Democrats are doing.
What is positive? Let's talk about the positives. Homeschool is exploding. That's exploding because parents are home with their children. Like, what are you talking? What's these squares and these sticks with this adding and stuff? Here, you just carry the number and count it. What's the problem here? I can't even do this. This is ridiculous. I think parents are realizing what their children are learning, and they said that's enough. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I developed my homeschool education program. It's a supplementary program, which I'm going to give to you, Daniel.
Oh, I'm excited.
For you.
We cut out.
Uh-oh. We lost him again.
Just we were talking about something important.
I'd like to learn that.
James, you still there? James, if you can hear me, just call back. Just call right back, and maybe the connection will get better. Maybe we can get, I am such a fan of homeschooling and anything to do get out of these government schools and what they're doing. They're such a big part of the problem here.
And to learn from a tier one scientist, oh my gosh, that's exciting. Instead of some boob working for the government.
Boob. It's worse than that. It's more than a boob. It's I don't know what the word is. It's some magician, some trickerator.
Yeah.
Todd, is it him? What are we doing here, Todd?
Okay.
All right. Well, just can you hang him up and maybe he'll get the message to call back because it says it's connected right now. Just hang him up. There we go. There we go. And then he'll get the message. He'll figure it out.
He's a tier one scientist.
Yeah.
He better figure it out.
Yeah, he'll definitely figure it out. Or maybe Carl Sagan will come back. See, we always used to make fun of Carl Sagan.
I know.
You know that show, billions of stars in the cosmos, and try to make us feel small, like we're insignificant, and we're just—it's just a fluke thing that we're here and we evolved.
What a bunch of garbage that was!
Yeah, that's
all. The chances of that. Yeah. What was that?
Okay, I'm back.
tornado in a junkyard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh,
James Perloff. Yeah, we got you, James. Hold on one second. Yeah, tornado in a junkyard of James Perloff. Great analogy of evolution.
That's the best one I've ever heard in my entire life.
So a tornado goes in a junkyard and makes a car.
Yeah, and everything blows up in the air.
That's basically evolution.
Turns around 500 times and falls to the ground, and there's a perfect Mercedes right
there. Yeah, there's a nice Mercedes with a glossy shine on it. We got James back again. Go ahead. We're talking about homeschool. And, the program that you've done, we're very excited. My family, my wife she's listening. She loves you and she's ecstatic about this. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, it's something I started in 2016, recording every week a topic, and I put together an entire educational program, and I just completed that, about a couple of months ago. And now I've organized it. So there's 13 books. There's 58 lectures, 1-hour lectures dealing with the books.
Are these video lectures? Is this a video lecture?
No, these are audio. These are audio, yes. And then there's another 50 lectures that are the heart of the course. And now it's science, but also I talk about young people and how they have to be identified with themselves, understand who they are. It's a lot of development, and it's also for the parents. It's because a lot of parents, I would call them education damaged. So the parents learn right along with the kids and understand these concepts and how they've been tricked. And I just heard you talking about evolution, which is just a crock. It doesn't make any sense. You know, what's really going on in this universe? Evolution is to take a grand design out of the universe. And there is a lot of amazing things, but also I talk about young people and adults that you have a spirit. That's what makes you different than the monkeys that are still out there in the jungle. When kids walk into kindergarten, the first thing they teach them is that you're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. That's what they teach them. They teach them that little boys are little girls and little girls are little boys. It's atheist, communist education to destroy the youth. They're taught that everybody is all the same. All you kids are the same. You know, it's disgusting. Education is a grand failure. And so what I've done is I put together an education course that actually teaches both the parents and the kids. It's primary for K-12, but people that are in university or just adults in general can get a lot of use out of this. And so I have a license that's for a single family homeschool, or then there's a group license that's up to 10 families in a location. And that's all available on my webpage, the jmccsci.com webpage.
jmccsci.com, jmccsci.com. This is a big deal. And so what age are we talking about? Is this any age that you go through this or?
Yes. This is for K-12, so kindergarten to 12th grade. And of course, the parents have to decide the material. But see, you have to start with kids that are kindergarten age and start them to understand that they're important, that they have a spirit, that they're part of a big network of people, and that they're very important and they're very unique, and that they have talents, and that they don't have their talents, but have other talents. And this is how kids have to be raised. And then also the physical and mental stability, because these kids are going to, you know, when taking a Disney movie, it's filled with satanic visual effects and things like that. It's to disrupt the family. There are so many attacks on the family. You know, like during the COVID thing, they said divorces went up 34%. This is an attack on the family. Make no mistake about it. So my program is putting value back in the family, that the mother and the father and the kids, that's a family unit. And to understand that, yes, little boys are little boys and little girls are little girls. And there's a reason for that. And when they grow up, the point is to have meet somebody that they love and have a family. And then that's the best human situation.
I've said it till I'm blue in the face about these government schools, public school system. I want to get your perspective. Go ahead. Give your comment. Tell our audience, tell whatever you want. I mean, I'm tired of talking about it. You talk about it for a while.
The public education has become a liberal bastion of atheist communist beliefs. And it's very subtle. For example, evolution, cosmological evolution and biological evolution. It doesn't work. There's no proof for it. They talk about the missing link between apes and humans. There should be 10,000 missing links. They should be all over the place. They can't even find one. You know, it's absurd.
It's ridiculous.
So the whole point though is what they're teaching kids is that you're just a monkey, like the one over there. It's just, you're a little bit smarter. That's all. That's what they're teaching kids. It's in the process, the kids don't have an identity. You know, they're taking drugs. Then they take the kids because they're vaccine damaged and they start giving them all kinds of downers and other kinds of drugs to control their erratic behavior. I mean, and then the school, what does the school do? It forces vaccinations. And we know now for a fact that this is damaging kids. It's the DPT shot that's killing the kids. The SIDS stuff, you know that the SIDS went down to zero during the coronavirus because the parents weren't taking their kids to be vaccinated.
Hey, let me interject real quick.
It's the DPT shot that's killing the kids.
We only got about 30 seconds. Have you heard anything of these reports in these other countries that the schools are going to be locked down? Was it you telling me that? That they'll find, there's a virus outbreak in the school. The school's locked down. For you to get your kid, you're going to have to get a vaccine or they're going to have to get a vaccine. Turn that down, Todd.
Turn that down, Todd.
Have you heard that?
Yes, and in the United States. This is United States, too.
Well, they already got Arkansas, they're already escorting people to these quote-unquote FEMA centers. They don't call them that. They call them COVID centers. James McKinney, it's an absolute pleasure. JMCCSCI.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have given you two or three amazing solutions today. Sheriff Mack, of course, you got the number. And James McKinney, he's also got grow plants and things like that. You can check out on his websites for you to empower yourself. This education is extremely important. You know how I feel about that. These schools could fall into the ocean for all I care. I mean, that would be a blessing. If that happened tomorrow, all of it, every bit of it, it's a damn cursed hellhole. That's my opinion. You make your own decision. God bless you, James. Stay there.
Thanks, Daniel.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.